The Sound of Illinois Chorus has recorded a Christmas CD, and its release coincides with their upcoming holiday concert, which is Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. in the sanctuary of Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. Admission is free. Jim Waldorf is a longtime member of the 80-man chorus, whose new CD is entitled This is Christmas.
We decided last year in honor of our 75th anniversary that we wanted to do something. And we had been singing on the State Farm Sounds of Christmas program since its inception some 29, 30 years ago. So we just went through and picked out the best of the songs that we had sung over those years and decided why not compile them and see if we could record a new CD with it.
Well, you know, the State Farm Sound of Christmas concert is no more. So do you perhaps feel that your concert coming up on the 10th might fill a gap in the market, as they say?
That's certainly our plan. We started, the Sounds of Christmas was supposed to be on December 10th. And when we heard that it was postponed due to the remodeling of the atrium initially, we said, well, why don't we do a Christmas concert that night? And then we found out several weeks later that it's been canceled completely, which is unfortunate, but that's the way things are. So we talked to Second Press, and they said they would just love to have a Christmas concert in the building. And we said, we think we can help you out.
Tell me about the acoustics in Second Press.
Singing in that room is just absolutely fantastic. The acoustics are perfect. They do have a sound system, but I don't think we even use it when we sing in the sanctuary portion of the church.
Well, Jim, you have a selection of your on your album, This is Christmas.
Right.
Why is it This is Christmas?
Well, it's taken from the line in What Child is This? This is Christ. At the end of the highlight of the song, it's the high point of the song. And we thought that that would make an excellent title.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him on the babe, the Son of Man.
You have a nice selection here of old and new songs. I mean, you going back to O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a Chipmunk Christmas on here.
I'm a boomer. I don't know. And the Chipmunks were a big part of Christmas. And I still want my hula hoop.
Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Tell me about the selection process. These are songs that you have learned to do over the years. Now, is it a democratic process, voting on what songs you will or won't do? How does that come about?
You know, it's really interesting. We have a music committee that makes our song selections, and they are obviously talented and trained musicians, formally trained musicians. I am not a trained musician, so I'm glad to have them helping with the decision-making process. But it's really a matter of gathering up the songs that the guys felt the most impact from. And Mary, Did You Know is a perfect example and one of my favorites on the CD.
Why is that?
Well, it's just such a striking song.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy
Christmas. It's just amazing. We hadn't sung that song for 2 years, 3 years maybe. For a while we did it every year on the Sounds of Christmas, and it was really funny because other acts in the show would say, we want to sing Mary, Did You Know? And they'd say, well, Sound of Illinois is already doing
that. You had
already
dibs.
Doing that. We had dibs. So anyway, we hadn't done it for a couple of years and hadn't even looked at it, and we took it out for the first night of rehearsal and sang through it, and Terry Ludwig, our director, said, well, we don't have to work on that anymore. You guys, it's obvious how much you care for that song. So we knew that that was going to be an important part of the CD. And the rest of the songs are, again, just a mixture of good old holiday standards and things that we had fun with and wanted to do again, just like Alvin in the Chipmunk Christmas song.
Well, you also have the Little Drummer Boy on here, and that, I think, is a song that really showcases the range of voices well in the group.
That's an interesting arrangement of Little Drummer Boy. There are parts in it where it actually goes into seven parts, which is definitely not barbershop, but just a fantastic arrangement that we had to tackle. And so again, that, you know, songs we like, songs that we find challenging, certainly songs about the season, and songs are fun that are fun. So that's where we came up with the list.
Do you do your own arranging?
We have. I don't know if we've got anything on this album that was arranged by one of our members. I can't remember. But we also use a stable of society arrangements in the Barbershop Harmony Society. David Wright, I believe, arranged the first song on the CD, Caroling, Caroling. And he's a member of the Ambassadors of Harmony down in the St. Louis area. He's done a lot of arranging for us.
Where did you record this CD?
Actually, we recorded it here at ISU.
Oh, great.
In the Center for Performing Arts. Another wonderful...
Yeah, the CPA there has great acoustics.
Another great room to sing in.
Well, now, I understand that this CD is already selling pretty briskly.
Yeah, our initial order sold out almost immediately, or is very nearly sold out, but we'll have plenty more coming in next week so that we can fill orders. We do plan to have it at the concert.
Great.
At Second Presbyterian, so our fans can pick up a copy.
And they can have Christmas year-round.
That's right. From the Sound of Illinois to your home.
That's Jim Waldorf from the Sound of Illinois Chorus. Their concert is Sunday, December 10th at 3 p.m. at Second Presbyterian Church in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.